Chapter 39. A couple days later, Valkyrie hovered just beyond the edge of the Roach Motel star system. We had jumped in half a light year out for Skippy to scan space ahead of us, then went forward in shorter and shorter jumps until he declared that just under a tenth of a light year was as close as we could get without falling within the shearing field that had torn apart the Flying Dutchman years ago. "Joe," he grumbled, "you seriously need to get your ears checked." Why? "Because when I said I am not going back to the Roach Motel, you apparently heard me say, 'Golly, that is a great idea!'" "My ears are fine, Skippy. The problem is you." Oh, this I have to hear. This had better be a good one. How am I at fault?" "Because you failed to trust your own awesomeness." "Shit! Am I right?" "Ugh, yes, damn it. You thought there was no way for you to survive going back to the Roach Motel because you assumed doing that was not within the scope of your awesomeness. So, what have we learned here today?" "That the only limit to my awesomeness," he sighed, "is me." "Exactly. Are you ready?" "I was born ready, Joe." "There is no guarantee this will work. You understand that?" "I do understand." "We can try this 3 times, so you don't have to get it perfect on the first try." "We can try this 2x, and we'll have to be quick about it," he insisted. "After the first time, the Guardians will react to prevent a second attempt. After that, they could set up a resonance underlying spacetime in the area that would create a feedback pulse through the jump wormhole and destroy both the DeLorean dropship and Valkyrie." "Shit, why didn't you warn us?" "I didn't think you would actually try something this crazy, Joe." "Okay, no more than 2 attempts. Good safety tip." "You sure they can't set up this pulse thing after 1 attempt? "Yes, I'm sure. It's not quick or easy to do, even for Guardians. Unless they know exactly where we are planning to jump in, they would have to cover a wide area, and the power requirements are substantial. Like, they would have to decide whether depleting power to other defenses was worth the effort." "Okay. Sims?
Sir?
Do you want to talk me out of this?"
"That depends. Is there an alternative that still gives us a chance to destroy Sentinels?"
"Not that I know of."
She sat back in her chair and tugged the seat strap tighter. "Then go ahead. I'm tired of having the damn things lurking in the background."
"You heard her, Skippy. Do your thing." "Okay. Activating next level awesomeness in 3, 2, 1, now."
The DeLorean dropship that we had equipped with a jump drive disappeared. The deck rocked, and the main display flickered. A moment later, I could see Valkyrie was intact, though the shield generators on the port side were recovering from deflecting a multi-megaton explosion. "What the hell was that?" I asked, after giving him a moment to process whatever data he had collected. "What happened to this next-level awesomeness?"
"Oh, shut up. Do you want to handle this?"
"No. I am terribly sorry. Please know that on the inside I hate myself more than ever."
"Hm," he sniffed.
"Well, there is good news and bad news. The bad news is the shearing field in the target area is intense enough to not only tear apart the DeLorean, it actually distorted the jump wormhole. So, technically, the dropship never came out of the far event horizon. Its molecules disassociated on this end, hence the explosion we witnessed."
"Wow, it's a good thing the jump site was 300 kilometers away.
We had better launch the second DeLorean quickly, huh?"
"Wait a minute. If the second one is just going to go kaboom, then..."
"No, that's the good news. I got enough data on the shearing field to make adjustments to the jump mechanics. But we have to hurry. This is a race against time. We have to try again before the Guardians can concentrate more resources in the area."
"Do it," I agreed. And on the display, a second dropship rocketed out of a docking bay. There was a race against time, though not only for what Skippy talked about. I was nervous being so close to the Roach Motel's defenses, and my bladder was letting me know it wasn't happy with the situation. Unfortunately, darn it, there wasn't enough time for me to duck out to a bathroom because the Maxalks had not located facilities anywhere near the backup control center we used as the ship's bridge. In silence, I suffered until the second DeLorean was in position, at which point my bladder switched from DEFCON 1 emergency mode to, "No rush, I want to see this," mode. My body is stupid. Skippy did the 3-2-1 thing again without being dramatic about it. There was no explosion, at least not on our end. The DeLorean disappeared, slipping through a rip in spacetime like it was supposed to.
Skippy had learned a lot since our first use of a DeLorean and improved the still-limited jump-drive computer that took up much of the dropship's cabin. Okay. Success! It's stable! I cheered. Sims cheered and gave me a high five. Everyone on the bridge was grinning, the pilots flashing a smile that didn't break their concentration at all. We had done it. Skippy had done it. We were in the Roach Motel. Technically, Skippy was in the Roach Motel. Extra technically, his presence was in there, projected through a micro wormhole. Once I explained that all I wanted was for Skippy to remotely examine the dead Sentinel, and that he could hopefully do it by extending his presence through a micro wormhole, we had brainstormed ideas for getting the far end of a micro wormhole into position. He knew exactly where the dead Sentinel was located. The orbit of its lifeless hulk was predictable. We just had to place a micro wormhole near the thing, moving at the same speed and in the same direction, so it didn't zip past the Sentinel before Skippy could get a good look at it. How to do that? We quickly discarded any notion of using a missile. Even a fast mover would take well over a year to get to the Sentinel, and there was no way to slow down the micro wormhole after it was ejected from the nose cone. Plus, the Guardians would tear a missile apart long before it got close enough to do anything useful. The second concept we considered was to fire the Event Horizon's containment canister from a railgun cranked up to 11. A tiny, low-mass object like a canister could reach an appreciable percentage of light speed, but again, it would still take months to reach the target. And again, there would be no way to slow the micro wormhole down to maneuver it into position. Skippy suggested he could eject a stream of particles out the far end, gradually decelerating it. Except that stream of high-energy particles would attract attention from the Guardians, who would very likely figure out how to disable it. Most importantly, we didn't have months to wait around. Before going through the last wormhole on the way to the Roach Motel, we pinged a relay station for news. It was bad. The Torgula reported losing contact with an asteroid mining facility that was not anywhere near a wormhole network we crashed. Examination of the site by a Jirapta ship revealed distinctive signs of a Sentinel attack. Also, only one of the four Jirapta ships sent to investigate survived. The others disappeared. Now there were at least three Sentinels active. At any moment, one of them could destroy a world with a population in the billions. So we couldn't wait for a micro wormhole to travel the slow way through normal space. That's when I had the idea for Skippy to try projecting a micro wormhole through the jump wormhole of a DeLorean. He now knew a lot more about jump physics, how such structures really worked, and thought it might be possible to hold a micro wormhole stable after the jump wormhole collapsed, even in the presence of a shearing field, or whatever damn thing the Guardians threw at us. At him, since it was 100% his show. Which, because he is incredibly humble, he of course never mentioned. Woo! Woohoo! He jumped up and down, high-fiving imaginary friends. Who the man? I'm the man. You wanted awesomeness to the next level? This is awesomeness to infinity, baby! Skippy, it cannot be disputed that you are, in fact, the man, I agreed. Right? That's what I'm talking about! I feel incredibly fortunate just to witness your magnificence, I muttered. Yeah, he chuckled. You know, Joe, it's too bad your tiny monkey brain can't fully appreciate the significance of this moment. That's what I was going to say. Did you find anything yet? Ugh, don't be so impatient. I'm having a moment here. Sorry, no rush. Just, we're hanging around a bad neighborhood here while, for all we know, elder killing machines could be wiping out planets one after another. I'm working on it! Damn! What? Huh. That's interesting. What? Hush! I need to use an active scan to confirm, and that could... Oh, shit! Get us out of here now! Now! We jumped, then jumped again, and once more for good luck. Skippy, what the hell? Why, well, it appears the Guardians are smarter than I thought. They not only noticed my micro wormhole, they planned to jam open the event horizon on the far end and send a pulse through. They can do that? Apparently yes. It surprised me, too, if that makes you feel any better. Oh, I feel so much better, thank you. Oh, shut up. Anywho, the active sensor pulse I sent through disrupted their preparations. That is, hee-hee, good luck for us, huh? We're alive because of luck? If I say yes, will that make me look bad? You think? It does solve a problem that had me scratching my head, he admitted. I kept feeling a sort of tickle coming back through the micro wormhole, and I ignored it because I had better things to do. Now I know it was the Guardians riding the carrier wave back to me. Oh boy! That was a close one, huh? I do not know what to say. Well, he sniffed, you could start with, thank you. And I could start with you ignored an unexplained event that could have destroyed the ship and doomed the entire galaxy, you absent-minded little shithead. Joe, I think I should stop hanging around with you. All you ever do is focus on the negative. It's dragging me down. I'll drag you to... Sir, Sim spoke. The mission? Right. I let out a long breath to calm my nerves. Before I could speak, Reed called me. Sir, she waved her fingers over the pilot console. Are we good? If we're not jumping again right away, we should begin a deep cycle recharge. The capacitors are almost drained after those long jumps. We're good, Skippy answered for me. That last jump was probably not necessary, to tell the truth. Better safe than sorry, huh? Fireball, stand down the drive and commence a recharge, I ordered. XO, let's continue this discussion in my office. By the time we reached my office, a bot was rolling in just ahead of us with a carafe of fresh coffee and two mugs. Skippy had learned I was easier to deal with when I had a hot beverage. Plopping down into my chair, I poured coffee for myself and Sims, then leaned the chair back and put my feet on the desk. I could do that. It was my office. Sims kept her own feet properly on the floor. Skippy, I asked after the first sip of coffee, did you get any information about what killed the Sentinel? Yep. If we could get a little more detail, that would be great. There were several factors involved, but the key element was an energy virus. Yes! I pumped a fist. Sims stared at me wide-eyed. Then her eyes narrowed. You knew what killed it? No, it was a guess. A good guess. I verbally patted myself on the back. Why didn't you tell me? Skippy also glared at me. I wanted you to look for an answer without any preconceived ideas. His glare turned to grumpiness. It would have been nice to have a hint. No, it would not, I insisted. If you went looking for a specific answer, you might have stopped once you found it and ignored everything else. You still, Sims interrupted. General Bishop is right. He trusted you to find the answer without any help. Hm. Skippy turned up his nose and looked away. Sims and I shared a look. She knew the truth, that I had not trusted him. He was absent-minded and easily distracted. If I had sent him looking for confirmation of a specific theory, he would have dug through the data for it. Then some shiny object would have caught his attention, and that would have been the end of the investigation. You know my next question, right? I asked the beer can. I am afraid to ask, he groaned. Where can we get some of this energy virus? Ugh. And how can we deploy it? Ugh. We can't, numbskull. Don't you remember what happened when an energy virus infected the Flying Dutchman after we escaped from the Roach Motel? I do remember. Then you know that I know that once again you are failing to trust the awesomeness. I hate my life, he moaned. Last time the energy virus surprised you. It came attached to parts we got from the junkyard that you used to rebuild the Dutchman. That is true, he muttered, half to himself. You know, I later realized the damn thing was dormant when it came aboard the Dutchman. The energy surge of our jump away from the Roach Motel is what activated it. Sims looked at me. This was new information to both of us. Why didn't it attack immediately? She asked. We jumped several times before you detected it. It was confused, I think, Skippy said. It woke up in a strange environment and had to learn the power flow and management systems. The Dutchman back then was a Frankenship, a mix of different and in many cases incompatible technologies. Probably it took a while to figure out how to attack. My guess is the thing's programming also was looking for direction on whether it should attack at all. We violated protocol by jumping away from the Roach Motel, plus all the sketchy shit we did in there. That was a strike against us. But I am clearly an elder AI, so it should have assumed the Dutchman was somehow authorized to do sketchy stuff. You tried to shut it down, Sims noted. It wouldn't respond. Ah, back then I was still recovering, Skippy explained. It wouldn't respond, partly because I couldn't provide the proper codes, also because I suspect it was damaged. That virus should have drained all the power, like... He snapped his fingers. It couldn't. What we encountered was a degraded version of the actual weapon. We got lucky? I asked. No, we were unlucky, he said with disgust. That virus was left behind after it drained power from one of the ships we saw in the junkyard. Really, it's amazing that anything survived all that time. It should have dispersed due to entropy and disassociated. It's just bad luck that in one of the pieces we picked up from the junkyard, some of the virus retained an energy charge. The stupid thing is supposed to deactivate itself after a specified length of time. Kind of like how landmines and cluster bomblets are designed to degrade after a while so they don't linger as a hazard forever, you know? Yeah. I also knew that on Earth, not every producer of those weapons followed the standard. Landmines from 50 or more years ago were still killing people in places that had not been war zones for decades. Let's turn this around and get some good luck. Where do we get some energy virus that is in a deployable state? I already told you we don't. That can't be true. It is not true. In the fantasy land where you live, Joe, he sighed. For the rest of us in the real world, it is not possible. The virus is too dangerous to just leave sitting around for any jackass to use. Fine. It's in a bunker somewhere, then. It's not stored in a bunker, dum-dum. Sims spoke before I could do something unhelpful, like flipping him off. Skippy, we are soldiers, she said. We're used to working with dangerous things that can go boom if you don't handle them correctly. That's why weapons come with user manuals and safety gear. This virus can't be any different, can it? It's... Ugh. Come on, Skippy. I tried again. Sims is right. It's complicated. Okay, let's start with the basics. Every weapon has a purpose and an intended use. You don't use rifle rounds for indirect fire, for example. Actually, I knew that wasn't entirely true. On Squid World, Shauna Jarrett had used a sniper rifle to fire behind her, curving the rounds up and on a trajectory to strike targets she couldn't see from her position. But sniper rounds are different from regular infantry rifle ammo, so my point was still valid. The Elders expected there wouldn't be any hostile starships in the galaxy. They thought UAIs would get Sentinels to crush any intelligent species before they could develop that level of technology. What is the intended purpose of an energy virus? To drain energy from a, I know that. Is it something Sentinels have in their arsenal? I asked that question hoping that if the answer was yes, then Skippy could somehow cause a Sentinel's stored energy virus to activate and kill the damn thing. No. He immediately crushed my hopes. It is a weapon reserved exclusively for Guardians to use. Okay. Why do they have it? Apparently to kill Sentinels. Whoa. I waved a hand. Wait just a minute. Back when this damn thing drained power from the Dutchman, you said this energy virus was, something like a GPS tag. The Guardians used it to keep track of ships that jumped into the Roach Motel and to disable them if they attempted to power up. Apparently, the information I had access to was incomplete, he mumbled. Is that a half-assed way to say you were wrong? Yes, Joe, he rolled his eyes. Unstoppable killing machines could be ravaging the galaxy right now, but let's focus on me having to make assumptions based on inadequate data. Besides, I was right. The Guardians repurposed energy virus technology to use against ships that trespassed in their territory. Sims looked annoyed with both of us. The Elders designed Guardians to destroy their own technology? She asked. Why? The simple answer is they were extremely paranoid. They split power three ways, as you know. Sentinels as weapons that can't operate on their own. Master AIs that can't use weapons or move themselves. Starships that can move an AI but can't deploy weapons or direct their use. None of the three elements can operate usefully without the other two, and none of the three can take over the others. The Guardians are a separate fail-safe mechanism. They protect fixed sites that are vital to, well, I guess sites that are vital to power flowing up to wherever the Elders went, if where is even a useful concept in that higher dimension of reality. Guardians were provided with the energy virus and probably other capabilities to prevent something like a Sentinel from damaging, whatever the Guardians are guarding in the Roach Motel. You know that? I asked. Or are you guessing? I know that Sentinel was not supposed to be in the star system. I know that it's dead, and that it was killed by a weapon that is reserved for Guardians. Therefore, he shrugged. Sims tilted her head, then asked, Why didn't they kill you? They wanted to, remember? If they had seen me as a direct threat, they would have attacked me. Not with an energy virus. I have defenses against something like that. The whole time we were in the Roach Motel, the Guardians accepted that I was allowed to be there, but they constantly questioned what justification I had for violating a secure site. We're getting off track here. I blamed myself for taking the discussion away from what I needed to know. Where can we get some of this energy virus? We can't. I told you that. That can't be true. Guardians have it. Oh. Well, that solves the problem. He threw up his hands. I'll just call the local Guardians franchise and have a box of virus delivered. Can we get extra cheese with that? You are such an idiot. Could you please try to be helpful? You once told me the Roach Motel is not the only off-limits Elder Star system in the galaxy. That is true, he agreed with reluctance. The Roach Motel is the only such site within practical range of an active wormhole. All the others are in isolated areas of the galaxy, requiring months for starships to travel there. That is why most species who wish to gain access to Elder Secrets focus their efforts on the Roach Motel. Can we get to one of these other places? No. Wait! Technically, the answer is yes, but it would take forever. You are asking if I could create a shortcut by waking up a dormant wormhole? Yeah. I want to order off the regular menu of Skippy's awesomeness. The answer to that is no. Absolutely no. There aren't any wormholes near those other sites, either current or former. Or future, so don't bother asking. I can't even request a wormhole be moved to such a site because there is no network coverage in the area. I have shown you that the notion of the galaxy being saturated by wormholes is an illusion, that vast areas of the Milky Way have no wormholes at all. Shit. Yes. He was right. When we were zipping across the galaxy from one event horizon to the next in the blink of an eye, then jumping to the next station on the galaxy subway system, it seemed like stable Elder wormholes were everywhere. That was not true. Networks tended to cluster together, making for convenient connections, if you only cared about a small slice of the galaxy. It's like the T-Transit system around Boston. Those tracks run everywhere in the Metro Boston area. Commuter rail even extends west out to Worcester. But if you want to go beyond the end of the tracks, like for a weekend in the Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts, your options are limited. You can drive the long way, or you can take the train to Albany, New York, then drive back east. Either way, there is a big gap in transit coverage. The galaxy is like that, only on a star chart there would be public transit around Boston and around Chicago, with nothing in between. Anyway, he was right. We didn't have time to jump endlessly out to another Elder Star system that was protected by Guardians. Out of curiosity, why is there an active wormhole near the Roach Motel? Another wormhole on that network was disrupted by a nearby star that went supernova, so that wormhole we've been using had to be brought online to restore the power flow. It doesn't matter. We know it is suicide to go into the Roach Motel, and we have even less information about the other sites. So, technically you are correct that the energy virus is available, just not to us. That, I leaned my chair back farther, staring at the ceiling, is not entirely true. Oh, no, Sims groaned. Oh, yes, I grinned. No, she insisted, shaking her head. Will someone please tell me, Skippy pleaded, what you are talking about? General Bishop, Sims explained while giving me the side eye, who should know better, is thinking of the virus you purged from the Dutchman. OMG, Skippy gaped at me. Have you lost your mind? Not at all. I grinned at him. The last of the energy virus was in a bank of power cells that you ejected before you got the ship up and running. Those power cells are still floating out there, right? Yes, but could some of the virus still be viable? Like it went into hibernation? I suppose that technically it... Outstanding. My chair flopped upright again and I leaned forward toward his avatar. Give the coordinates to the pilots. We will begin jumping in that direction as soon as we have a full charge on the capacitors.
Oh, this is a brilliant idea, Joe.
He shook his head.
Now the virus can infect Valkyrie.
No, it will not. It won't? Do you know something I don't? Because I know the virus doesn't infect Guardians, right? They must have it in some sort of containment system until they need to deploy it. Can you construct a similar containment thingy? Thingy? You hate it when I try to use technical terms about stuff I don't understand, so that is a bad analogy, Joe. After you fire a bullet, you can't just load it back in a magazine, can you? Shit. No. Damn it, is all this a waste of time? I hate to say no because it will only encourage your insanity, but no. It is possible. Possible, mind you. I didn't say it could actually be done. It depends on the condition of the virus when we get there. I will need to... I slapped the table. You said when we get there. I meant... Ugh. It is at least worth investigating, since we have no other hope of stopping Sentinels. I want to go with my plan to fly outside the galaxy and slam the door behind us, but you monkeys are all like, no, we have a responsibility. He gagged. I am so going to regret this.